We are learning Maseches Beya, Daf Mem Amud Beis, and we're starting Mem Amud Aleph in the Mishnah, and Metz Hashem, we are finishing the Masechta. It says in the Mishnah, Ein Mashkin V'Sheichtim Es HaMedbarius. There's certain animals that are called Medbarius. These are animals that you want to shecht. But some of them are Medbarius, and some of them are Baisos. Like ones are domesticated, and ones, wild animals. So it says in the Mishnah, you can't shecht wild animals because it's muksa, since it wasn't in your area and it wasn't domesticated, so you didn't have das in it, and therefore you can't shecht it because it's muksa. And it says also you can't give it to drink, and we'll speak out something that soon. Aval mashkim v'shecht es habaisos, but you are allowed to give to drink and shecht the baisos, the ones that are domesticated, the ones that you have das on. What's a baisis? What's a midbarius? Elohim baisis. Halonis beer, the ones that sleep in the city. Midbarius, halonis ba'afar. Those are the ones that sleep out in the swamps, not in the ear. Zokta Gemara. Lomli the meimah mashkim v'sheichtim. Why does it say that you give it to drink and then you shecht it? Milsag of orchik mashblon. Lishki inish behemtoi. That you give, it's very good to give the behemoth to drink before you shecht it. V'hadu lishchot. Warm shim sircha the mashcha. It's easier to take off the skin. To skin the animal is much easier after it drinks because the water is still in its system and it's easier to skin the animal. Now, the Gemara says, Lomu Lime Mashkin. So maybe I'll tell you why Lomu Lime Mashkin. This is Rishonim ask. To tell you that Ein Mashkin Mashaykh Lime Samed Barius. So it's Dr. Ran, it's Mashma, that no, you're allowed to give the drink to Med Barius also. Even though you can't shecht it on Yontif because it's Muksa, but you're allowed to give it the drink. And this goes back to Shaila, beginning of the third parak. In Maseches Beya, you're allowed to give to drink to animals that are muksa. So here, the Ran says that since it's mezoinus secha alecha, it doesn't have its own mezoinus, it needs mezoinus, so you're allowed to give it to drink. That's the Ran says. And he was dying for the Gemara, because the Gemara has his kasha, lomali lemeima. So the Ran, the le'in ashka, vada elu ve'elu mutaris, side of baisai, side with baris amutter, the elu ve'elu mezoinus alecha, elm shum shchita noka, v'shchit lomali ashka. So if it's the whole issue in our Mishnah is yes shechtin, in shechtin, why does it say anything about hashka? Zokta Gemara says the reason is it's a tayve kamashblon, it's easy to skin. Tana Rabbanon elam midbarios elam baisos midbarios akol kol shiyotzes of Pesach v'royis ba'afar v'nechnasu b'rvayi rishayna. What's called midbarios that they leave the house Pesach time in the spring and they go pasture in the swamps and they come back. After Sukkot and Marcheshvin, they come back. Revir Rishayna, Veil and Bais says, "What's called a domesticated animal?" They leave, you know, by day they go out of the tchum to pasture, and they come back into the tchum by night every single night. That's called Bais. Rebbe is much more cool with it. Rebbe Amar Elu Veil Bais. Both these type of animals you just mentioned are both Bais. Bais is saying Elohim Elu Medvaros, which are ones are called Medvaros that are Muksa. Those that go out to the swamps, they don't come back at all. They don't come back home at all. They stay out in the fields, in the swamps. Those are called the Midbarius. So Akapanam is like Rabbi and the Rabbanon, what's called Midbarius and what's called Baisus. So it's Mash. My Rabbi agrees to Muksa because Rabbi is handling Midbarius. If you hold like Rav Shimon doesn't hold the Muksa, Sai Midbarius, Sai Baisus should be Mutter. Does Rabbi hold a muksa? Because Rabbi here has a shakl v'tari, which animals are called a baisos, which called a mizbarios. Does Rabbi hold a muksa? Rav Shimon, Rabbi's son, asked Rabbi Ashayla. Petzile tomorrow, Rav Shimon Ma. What's a loch of petzile tomorrow according to Rav Shimon? So Rashi explains, what are petzile tomorrow? Those are tomorrow that are not ripened yet. And you take it off the tree, and they wrap it in these chayslois, in these little baskets, and that somehow makes it ripen. You know, people do something with avocados like that sometimes. You can ripen it that way. So if it's only tomorrow, Rav Shimon Mao, is it muksa or not? That's what Rashi learns the shaila is. What's a shaila? We know there's something called grogers v'tzimukim. The infant Rav Shimon is muksa, because I put it aside to dry out. So is this the same halacha? I put in the chayslois to get ripe. Is it muksa or not? Amalei, so Rebbe answers his son, Ein muksa l'Rav Shimon, ela gregers v'tzimukim avad. The only time you find muksa for Rav Shimon is gregers v'tzimukim, which by the beginning they were royal achila, they were grapes. Then I put it on top of the roof to dry out, and it becomes not royal achila. Since I was dachya b'yadayim, I put it on the roof, and I made it not royal, that's what makes a muksa. It's called dachya b'yadayim. But here, he was never dachya b'yadayim, because even when you put it into his chayislas, it's still a little bit royal. It's not so ripe, but it's still the same royal. And that's not called dachya b'yadayim. So that's what he answers him. So you see, since Rav Shimon and Rebbe talk, that Rebbe and Rav Shimon his son are talking about Rav Shimon the Tana about Muksa, sounds like he holds like Rav Shimon. There's no Muksa, so it's a stira. On one hand, he argues by Baisis and Medvarais about if it's Muksa or not. On the other hand, he holds like Rav Shimon. There's no Muksa. Agav Tosis argues on Rashi's pshat Batzile tomorrow because Loshon Batzile is a little bit shver. And therefore, he has a different pshat that it means they're talking about Pagi tomorrow that we are going to get better. You cut them in half. Ayin Shalom Balak upon him. We're going with Rashi's pshat. So that's a stira. On one hand, Rebbe argues about Baisis and Medvaris. And on the other hand, he says, like, it answers his son about Rav Shimon. So Gemara has three truths. Iboy Yisema, Hani Nami, Gregis, Vitzimukum Dami. He says, you're right. He holds a Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is maskim, agrees, by Dachya Biadayim, that it's Muksa. So to Gemara, those behemoths that are Bais, that are Medvaris, that are in the pasturing, in the swamps, they're like Gregis of Tzimuchim. Why? It's Dachya B'Yadayim. Rashi explains, Hani Medbarish and Echlos Nishav Klal ke Gregis of Tzimuchim Domi. They're like Gregis of Tzimuchim. Why? Shemuksimai Shemakatsimai Shemakatsimai B'Yadayim. You send them out into the fields. So that alone is Muksa, even for Rav Shimon, and that's Pshat. So one Pshat is not Asnira, because we're going according to Rav Shimon. Medbarish are Muksa, even according to Rav Shimon, because Dachya B'Yadayim. That's Pshat number one. V'boi Yisem and other Teretz. When he answered his son, and he said, the fear of Shimon, that there's no muksa, you know, only begrudge sukkum avad, he meant, according to Rav Shimon, I don't hold like Rav Shimon. You asked me a question, the fear of Shimon, the Tana. I'm answering you, the fear of Shimon, the Tana. Doesn't mean I hold like that. And the third teretz is, really holds like Rav Shimon. The machloik is by midbarios, is by saying the Rebbe Rabbanon Kamalu. That was like the Rebbe. Let's do a muksa. Feed me the animals midvarios, baisas, not muksa. Makes a difference. El lechu, feed you, oidu limias, agreed to me, hechadir, says Varois of Pesach, and Chosbi Roshoino, those that leave Pesach, leave springtime, and come back in Marcheshvin, you better agree to me, you should agree to me, the baisas same, that those are called domesticated, and they're not muksa. They're not muksa. And Vamr Larabana and Loy Midbarisin argued, he said, no, they are Midbarisin. So it comes out there's two ways to learn Rebbe. Does Rebbe hold a Rav Shimon? The first Teretz holds Rebbe holds a Rav Shimon. The second Teretz holds he holds a Rabana and holds a Rav Yehuda. And the third Teretz is he also holds a Rav Shimon, just saying the Rebbe Rabana comma. That's what comes up in the Gemara. It's a big shaila how Rebbe holds because it's shaila halacha. There's Taisus in Shabbos about this. Hadron Aloch Perak Mashilin, Vahadron Aloch Masechtas Beya, Mazel Tov.